Over the last few weeks, Garth and Harry have been taking us through like a More Like Jesus series, and they did about to pray like Jesus and to serve like Jesus. And today, we're actually going to look at how to live like Jesus, right? Now, I need a volunteer to help with this. Who would like to help? It's dead easy. Yeah, come on up. And we're going to illustrate what this topic is, right? Now, what I have to do is I'm going to whisper some instructions, right? And you have to do what the instruction is, and then we'll see. I'm going to whisper, okay? He's alive! What's your name, Frank?
Ruben.
Frank Einstein. Okay, okay. Yeah, thanks, Ruben. You sit down. Okay. To live, what does live mean? It means to be alive, right? I was going to say Frank there. Ruben, he got up and he is alive. To be alive means that we are living and breathing, right? That's what it means to be alive. And for some people, whenever they think about being alive, they only come alive when they drive, right? Now, what do you call someone who loves driving, loves cars and all that kind of stuff? What do you call them? Who knows what they're called? Chris, did you say? No? What? It's a petrol head, exactly, right? Who here, any petrol heads here? I can see a few. Yes, a few there. Do you know what? BBC Two, Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Top Gear. If you're a petrol head, it's like, shush, you know, it's Cameron Diaz, you know, or whatever. But even better than that, if you have Sky or Freeview, Dave Channel, every day, Top Gear, right? If you're a petrol head, you know that kind of feeling. Now, so being alive is a bit like driving, right? The road that we travel down in life, you know, we don't know what's around the next corner. Now, I want you all, everybody, right? Children, young people, we're going to imagine we're going to be driving in like a pickup on an adventure, right? So what do you see this? Get your steering wheel ready. Okay, let's go. Right? We're in the desert in South America. We're driving. Look at that. Oh, there's some mountains ahead. What do you think? Shall we head to the mountains? Shall we go up there? Where do we need to turn off. Let's take the high road. Hey, let's take the high road. Let's go up there. That sounds good. What do you think? Hey, you all with me? Oh, no. Let's keep going. Keep going. Like, we can make it. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. What's that? What do we do? What do we do? Let's go over to that bit to the left. Right? Over to the left. Right, whatever you do, don't look down. Don't look down. Don't look down. Do you think it'll hold us? Don't look down. Don't look down. Okay? Don't look down. You look down! You don't look down! Don't look down! Okay, do you think we'll make it? Do you think? It's okay. I think it's okay. I think it's okay. We're gonna make it. We're gonna make it. Oh, thank goodness. Let's go on. Let's go on. Here we go. Take it easy now. Take it easy. There we go. Yes. You know, there we made it. We're safe. You know, we just don't know what is around the next corner in life, do we? But it can be an adventure. Now, sometimes, though, perhaps we make mistakes. Do you think that perhaps that taking that high road there and avoiding the danger sign was a bit of a mistake? You know, I made a mistake a wee while ago. Yesterday was my parents' 50th wedding anniversary, and we had a celebration, and we wanted to buy them a nice present. So we thought we'll get them a gift voucher for the Opera House in Belfast, right? And my wife Eileen says a couple of weeks ago, "Have you got that voucher? Ordered that yet?" I said, no, so it'll be all right. And then she said, you know, a couple of times during the week before, "Have you got?" "No, I haven't yet." And she said, "On Monday, last Monday, have you got that voucher?" I said, "No, but hold on, I'll get my phone and I'll Google the number for the Opera House in Belfast." Got the number, rang up, call centre, really dead easy. Oh, the person at first class will be here on Wednesday, right? I get home on Wednesday, and it says, here's the gift voucher for the Royal Opera House in London. So I made a big mistake. I had to say, Eileen, I am so sorry. Please forgive me. And you know what? She did. Sometimes we make big mistakes, you know. And also, there are times in life when we come to choose a direction. You know, some of you here in the last few months or year, you have maybe had to make a big choice at which direction. Some of you may have had to decide, am I going to go to England or across the water to work or to university or that kind of thing? Big, big choices. You know, some of you maybe have had to choose about surgery or that kind of thing, or treatment for health. Big, big choices in life. You know, some of you might be thinking, should I marry her? Or not? I made the right choice. Big, big choices in life, you know. But there is one choice that is the biggest of all. It's the most important decision that we can ever make. And that is this: should I follow my way or should I follow the way? Right? My way or the way? You know? And in our reading, Jesus said, I am the way. Now, when did he say this? Let's go back over those couple of verses in John 14. He says to his disciples, you know the way to the place where I am going. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, having Jesus as Lord of your life is the way, the only way to the Father in heaven. And when Christ is Lord of our lives, the Word of God will light our path. And we will know eternal life. We will know the way, the truth, and the life. And you know what? We will know for sure, where we are going. And we will grow to be more like Jesus. Now, you know, some of you might be thinking, you know, I have been going my way for too long now. Some of you might be thinking, you don't know the sin I have in my life. I cannot have Jesus as Lord with this sin. If that's what you have been thinking, then listen to what the Bible says to you, right? Romans 6, 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ our Lord. Romans 5, verse 8. But God demonstrated his love for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. Sin is not something that should keep us from commitment to Christ. A sinful habit is a constant reminder that Jesus died for you and that you need to come to him for forgiveness for that. I made a mistake with Opera House tickets. My wife forgave me. We make sinful mistakes all the time. If we come to Jesus Christ, he will forgive us. Now, I need somebody else to come up
and help with this next bit. Another volunteer to do something. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to whisper in your ear, and I want you to follow the instructions, okay? Perfect. That was just perfect. I said 10 steps, but I couldn't quite fit them in. But that was brilliant. Brilliant. Thank you very much. Right. What did he just do there? Right. He walked this way, and he did a U-turn, right? Now, a U-turn. What does the Bible call a U-turn? Let's just go forward to there, right? What does the Bible talk about a U-turn in a person's life? It's a complete change of direction. Jesus said this. Mark 1:15. The time has come. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. The word repent means a U-turn in the direction of your life. Okay? But it's more than that. It's a call to absolute and unconditional surrender to Christ as Lord. It is a call to conversion from self-love, self-trust and self-centeredness to obedience, trust, and personal commitment to Christ. It is a conscious turning away from wrong actions, wrong attitudes, and wrong thoughts that conflict with the way that God wants us to live, as he tells us in his word. It's an intentional turning from doing what is wrong to doing what the Bible says pleases God. It is deciding to follow the way of Jesus. It's a decision to turn to Christ and to live more like Jesus. You know, in a moment, Melanie's going to come up and pray, right? But she's going to pray if you want to respond today. If you want to respond to this call to live more like Jesus. If God has touched your heart, then we'd love it for you to even come to the front. And a prayer ministry team will come up while Melanie's praying. And they can lead you to Jesus. Lead you to the cross. To receive that forgiveness. And to have complete U-turn in your life. Also, when we prayed for the service, we thought that God would like to help people whose road ahead this year is unclear. It's dark and you're unsure. You can only see a short distance ahead and you need the Lord's help. Perhaps you feel like you'd like him to take over the driving through a difficult period, right? Then come to the front as well with the prayer ministry team, and we'll pray with you. So Melanie, if you come up. And after Melanie finishes her prayer, we'll have the prayer ministry team coming up as well, as Melanie does. And please, don't feel shy about getting up while she's praying. Immediately after that, Dave will come up and do the next song. If you want to come up for prayer ministry during the song as well, then please do.